Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast.
Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast. I am so glad that you are with me today. My name is John Drabert, and in addition to hosting this show each week, I am also the director of Covenant Bay Bible Camp. The Bible Story Podcast was started as a way to encourage campers and their families to grow in a relationship with Jesus. It's just exciting to hear some of the stories of what God is doing. One of my friends, who sends her daughters to our summer camp, has mentioned to me how much her two girls love listening to this show. They usually listen while on the road driving somewhere, and hearing that story, just it gives me a lot of joy to hear how they are growing and how other people are growing as well in their relationship with Jesus. Hey, I'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to me. You can find me on Facebook. My name is spelled J-O-N-D-R-E-B-E-R-T, John Drabert, J-O-N Drabert, D-R-E-B-E-R-T. Reach out to me, and I would love to become your friend and hear a little bit about your story of what God is doing in your life. Also, if you have any suggestions for this show, I'd love to hear those from you as well. This show is meant to help you grow in a relationship with Jesus. And so if there's ways we can be more effective in that, please let me know. One of the biggest questions in life that we all have to answer at some point is this: who am I and what is my purpose? Well, today's story helps bring some clarity to those questions. Let me jump ahead just a little bit. Listen to this. You were created by God. You were created to be in relationship with Him. And you were created to be loved by God. And He takes so much joy in you. That is who you are, and that is your purpose, to be loved by God. Perhaps this is not the answer you expected, or maybe it was. Often we think that we need to be doing something in order to be loved by God, or to be loved by others, or maybe even to love ourselves. Regardless of what you thought, according to Scripture, you were clearly made for a relationship with God. And what an incredible gift that is. You know, one of the milestones for many followers of Christ is their baptism. At Covenant Bay Bible Camp, a lot of people have been baptized. They have chosen this spot because it has some significance for them. They have had some sort of experience that helped shape their relationship with Jesus. They speak of this memory with a great deal of passion and emotion. Well, I am grateful to hear what God is doing in them and how He is drawing them closer to Himself each day. A couple of characters that you need to know about in today's story is Jesus. Now, we know Jesus as the Son of God, the Messiah, the one who is going to save the world, the one that allows us to have a relationship with God. And then there's another person, John the Baptist, who was Jesus' cousin, and he had a bit of a miraculous beginning to life himself. His parents were just super old and beyond the years of having a baby. Well, John was born just a few months before Jesus. Now, you can listen to that story later if you want, and I will link to it in the show notes for you. So John was a preacher, and he was preparing the people so that they would receive him. He urged the people to repent of their sins, to turn away from the wrong that they were doing, and to turn to God. Then he would baptize them in water as a symbol of their repentance, of their turning away from sin, and their commitment to God. Well, Jesus goes up to the Jordan River where John was baptizing people, and he asks John to baptize him. John is feeling pretty awkward about this. In addition to telling everyone to turn away from their sins and to turn to God, John was telling everyone just how great Jesus was. John had said earlier that I baptize with water those who repent of their sins and turn to God, but someone is coming soon who is greater than I am. Well, John also said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one I was talking about when I said, a man is coming after me who is far greater than I am, for he existed long before me. Well, he did exist before John, even though as a man Jesus was born just after John. As God, Jesus has no beginning and no end. He is God. John knew who Jesus really was, and he was busy preparing the way before him. He knew how much greater Jesus really was, and so John felt awkward when Jesus asked him to baptize him. Imagine all these people standing on the shore of the Jordan River, watching Jesus and John trying to have a discreet conversation. Jesus asked John to baptize him. And John, instantly remembering his place, he protested. He said, no, Jesus, you should be baptizing me. I imagine the two men went back and forth with each other for some time. Finally, John gives up and agrees to baptize Jesus. The crowd on the shore of the Jordan River is watching everything that goes on. And maybe, just maybe, Andrew, who was John's disciple at this time and would later become Jesus' disciple, maybe he was there too. As they stepped into the water, the people all turned to see who it was that was going to get baptized. I think the people on the shore started talking. Isn't that Jesus? Isn't that the one who's greater than John? They could hardly believe who was about to be baptized. And it puzzled them in many ways. As John and Jesus turned around to get into position for the baptism, perhaps John said something to remind the people just how much greater Jesus was than John. Or maybe Jesus was baptized quietly with just a bit of conversation between the two of them. After Jesus came up out of the water, the Holy Spirit descended onto Jesus in the form of a dove. The crowd was silent as they watched, and then a voice from heaven said, this is my dearly loved Son, who brings me great joy. Well, that's it. The Bible doesn't tell us anything more about Jesus' baptism. I assume the two men embraced with each other with a hug. At least that is usually what I see happen when I see people getting baptized. Then the crowd on the shoreline maybe greeted Jesus. And maybe the crowd was talking about what they just saw. What was it that just descended on Jesus? And they speculated and they thought, who is this person? Well, we know at some point that Andrew went and got his brother Peter to meet Jesus. Maybe this event was the first experience that caused Andrew to consider that Jesus could actually be the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Now, I'm connecting a lot of dots here that are not explicitly connected in this very short story. So you need to read it for yourself. You can find it in Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Now, here's the deal. When you begin to learn some of the stories that surround this one, you can begin to see that some of this story may have impacted characters within other stories we read about in the Bible, like Andrew. So, in that way, all of these stories are telling a bigger story about God's desire to be in relationship with His people. You were created to be loved by God, and He takes so much joy in you. This is what the story is telling us. We know that Jesus is the model, the one we can copy our lives after. We can learn so much by watching how Jesus interacted with God and with others. God the Father announces to everyone that he loves his son, Jesus, and that he gets so much joy out of him. Obviously, we are not like Jesus, since he was God. He was the Messiah and part of the Trinity, which includes God the Father, God the Son, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. We are not God, but we are like Jesus because Jesus was also fully human, just like us. Scripture describes followers of Christ as children of God, and God loves his children and takes so much joy and delight in us. John 1:12 says this, "But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God." What an incredible privilege it is to be a child of God, a son or a daughter. It's a little overwhelming when you think about how great God is and how small we are in comparison. And yet, each of us has the opportunity to become a child of God. As children of God, we too are given the Holy Spirit. This is an incredible gift. The Holy Spirit is our helper, living within us. Romans 5:5 says this, "For we know how dearly God loves us, and because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love." God must think incredibly highly of his children if he's going to give each of us the Holy Spirit to fill us with his love. That is so mind-blowing. God's love in me, in you. It's amazing. One more verse for you. This is Romans 8, verses 38 to 39. It says this, "And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord." You were created to be loved by God, and he takes so much joy in you. Well, it's time for the growth tip, a way for you and I to grow in relationship with Jesus. I want you to find a person or maybe a few people to play a little reminder game with them. It's a really simple game. Call that person's name and wait for them to look for you. You might have to say their name several times and wait for them to make eye contact with you. Now, you need to say their name with enthusiasm and excitement and just with a lot of passion and emotion and joy. Have the biggest grin on your face when they look at you. And once they have turned and made eye contact, you simply say this, "God loves you." And it might sound and feel like it's over the top and a little bit silly, but we don't remember nearly enough how much God loves us each and every day. And we need people, others, to remind us, and we need to remind others of God's love for them. Now, you don't want to use this game to annoy or irritate someone on purpose, but when the time is right, it's a great reminder. And they might feel silly, and you might feel silly, but the truth is, God loves you. Well, I appreciate you listening. Next week, you will hear the story right after this one. Jesus goes into the desert and is tempted. Yep, you heard that right. Jesus was tempted, just like you and I have been tempted. Hey, I just want to give you a reminder. Listen to the discussion bonus episode for this story. Thank you for listening and sharing this podcast with your friends and family. If you want to read this week's story, you can find it in Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Thanks for listening. I will talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Bible Story Podcast. There is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus. Share this with a friend and have a great discussion.